The skills of history, those of using historical inquiry and organisation and communication, also develop as we go through. So in terms of inquiry, children start off by finding out about the past by looking at a picture or an object or listening to somebody tell a story. They volunteer facts by looking at the evidence. The ladies had long dresses, for example. And they progress to being able to answer structure and specific questions, and they begin to make deductions and give reasons for their answers. And many Key Stage 1 children, as they're just moving into Key Stage 2, will be at this stage where they're beginning to say, I think because, to show that they're able to make deductions. But some of them still come into Key Stage 2 when they're not, when they're only working at the observational level. As they move into Key Stage 2, they're going beyond those simple observations, they're making deductions, they're thinking about why things are, and they're beginning to select and combine information, either to pick out what's significant or put it together with other things that they've learned. And what we're aiming for is for them to begin to put those things together, like maps and pictures and census returns, to get a fuller picture. And lastly, we're aiming for them to learn to evaluate the sources and think of where to look for answers. So what's good about those sources? Does it tell us everything we need to know? Is there a bias to it? Organisation and communication is an interesting one. One of the key things that I think we have to be really, really careful here is that we move away from the idea that history is all about just writing, that we can get children to tell us what they understand about history in 101 different ways. That they can dance the story of the Great Fire of London, they can create a piece of music, they can do role play, they can do drama, they can make posters, they can make films, they can do discussions and debates. And so it's not just about factual descriptive writing. The attainment target gives little guidance on achieving progression for this area. It concentrates on written work, but you should think about other ways of communicating. Multimedia ICT packages can be very exciting, but the focus should be on creating structured and accurate pieces of work that demonstrate understanding in a logical way. And with Key Stage 2, children should begin to make increasing reference to the sources of evidence they've used and display their ability to select and combine.